The following Dharma talk was given at Common Ground Meditation Center in Minneapolis, Minnesota.
So thanks for the introduction. And I still consider myself Ajahn Buddhadasa's primary translator because more books are on the way. And if you've seen some of his teaching, there is now a very active group of volunteers based in Thailand and around the world, and we're putting out a series of ebooks, three or four or more a year. And a lot of unedited transcripts are now online. So there's, if you're interested, you can find it at suanmok.org. Which is an old website that was a big mess. I was the webmaster. Now it's totally redone, and it's a repository for ebooks, audio, and transcripts. And if you have trouble finding it, just let me know. I'll write out the URL. And I do encourage you to pre-order under the Bodhi tree. And FYI, if you order for the publisher, authors and translators get more royalties. If you order through Amazon, Amazon gets all the money. And the publishers get squeezed. And then what's left over for royalties. And nobody writes Dhamma books for royalties anyway, because it's a pittance, but with the principle of the matter. At least I'm old-fashioned. I prefer paper. How many of you were here last night? So about half. Okay. The kind of thinking behind today's workshop I covered last night. And that was recorded, so if, as well as previous versions of that talk are online already. So I'll touch on some of the things I brought up last night, but I have no intention to repeat it all. But let me start with a quick recap. Over the past year, due to a number of events, all the shootings of unarmed black men and the subsequent protests in Ferguson, Baltimore, Minneapolis, and Chicago, my hometown, that plus the ugliest, most divisive election in my memory, and I'm talking about the primaries, even before it went to the general. And now the aftermath, where a lot of my friends are either afraid or in despair, as well as at my age, I turned 60 later this year, I know so many people with cancer. I'm a cancer survivor myself. I know people with strokes, parents with dementia, and my father just died. And we were, although it was very painful how it happened, fortunately the medical system spit him out rather quickly after an unnecessary brain surgery. there was no more we can do. So he just got spat out, and with him, the whole family. That was very hard. But once that happened, we could actually get into hospice, and the rest of the process was much more humane. And that whole scenario, which could be a few Dhamma workshops on its own, plus I've been learning about trauma, PTSD, whether from war, of course, something our society is addicted to. America cannot live without war. And epidemics like child abuse, opiates, etc. All this stuff that we're carrying, whether consciously or not, is weighing on so many of us. Throw in work stress, financial, economic stress. The list is way too big. And I just meet so many people who are overwhelmed by it. For those of us who are trying to respond to all that with meditation, mindfulness, and other Buddhist-related practices, I've been doing what I can to respond to all this heavy stuff going on. I mean, in a way, I've been doing this for years, but in the last year, and especially a month or two before the general election, I've been playing with the theme of weathering life storms, whether it's the very divisive and I would say broken state of our political system, the unbearable stress of trying to keep our heads above water in our extremely competitive economic system, climate change, etc., racism. What resources can we draw upon to enable us not necessarily to solve these things? We're not going to fix the economy or the political system by meditating, in case you didn't realize that. But to have the capacity, the resilience, the compassion, the inner strength and courage to both deal with the outer stuff, what I call external storms, and respond in healthy, creative ways to the inner storms, our own fears, our own anger, our own confusion, our shutting down because it's overwhelming, or grief. There's the outer stuff and the inner stuff, and these two are, in the language of Buddhism, dependently co-arisen phenomena. Internal, externals, and artificial distinction, useful, but extremely malleable and shifting all the time. Buddhism is particularly good with the inner storms. Historically, Buddhism is pretty weak with the external storms. And fortunately, we have other resources to draw upon for that. Today, I would like to offer a number of practices, all drawing on Buddhist teachings and tradition, some rather old-fashioned, to help us find the strength, resilience, creativity, and compassion towards ourselves, others, our families. One of the storms is family conflict. I have friends where the family stuff is pretty nasty. It's hard. How can we be present to all of this as it buffets us and provokes the inner storms? And the last piece I'll say in this introduction is this, and this is a very Buddhist perspective, to the extent we can be wise and compassionate with our inner storms, we can contribute in healthy ways to resolving or at least mitigating the external storms. If the external storms are free to provoke internal storms, and we're not really aware of those, and if we lack the spiritual, psychological, and physical tools to deal with our inner storms, emotional, psychological, and so on, our capacity to contribute to, say, the rebuilding of democracy or appropriate responses to extreme climate disruption, which is coming. It's probably already here. Our capacity to work with others on the external stuff is strongly influenced by our capacity to face and practice skillfully with the internal storms. And so what I offer today is primarily for addressing the internal storms, and then indirectly to give us the strength to participate in rebuilding a civil rights movement, protecting environmental gains, recovering our democracy from big money, etc., etc., as well as supporting each other in sanghas like Common Ground. Because when we come to a place like this, we're generally looking for guidance, friends, support, safety. It's pretty dangerous these days. A lot of us have reasons to be afraid, rational reasons. And then, of course, there's irrational fear, but there's plenty of rational grounds. How can we support each other through communities like Common Ground to really be as human, as loving, as strong, as wise as we are able? So that's my agenda. if it's okay with you. So the format will be, actually we did something similar last year. It's a format I call workshops or practicums, where I will offer a guided practice. We'll do it together. Some of them will be meditations, most of them. And then after the guided practice, which might be 10 minutes or 40 minutes, depending, then I'll give a recap, a little bit of explanation, and then open it up for some discussion. And when the discussion seems to have done what it needed to do, we'll take a short break and come back for another practice. And I'm prepared to offer 6-7 practices if we have that much time. Probably at least 4, maybe 5.
This talk, like all programs at Common Ground, is offered freely in the spirit of generosity. To learn more about Common Ground and its programs, or if you would like to donate, please visit our website, www.commongroundmeditation.org.